Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done. It's about what you do. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, and welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. My name is Irene Cook, and I'm your radio host, and I'm going to talk about hunger today. Hunger is an interesting topic, because oftentimes when we diet, we not only worry about hunger, but we obviously get hungry. And not only are we hungry, but we want to avoid hunger. And people sign up for my programs, people diet, and they are concerned about their hunger levels. But what's interesting to me, as somebody that has helped thousands of people lose weight and change their lifestyle, is how I have watched members of my program become transformed, and not only transformed physically, but how I've watched them transform their behaviors and the way that they eat and the way that they perceive hunger. I work very closely with a population of people, and when I start working with people, initially I do often hear members complain about their hunger levels. And clearly, if you've ever dieted, that first day, those first few days, you are hungry. You're used to eating a lot more. You're used to eating larger portions. You're used to eating when you want, and therefore you don't feel hunger. And so when you are put on a regimen and you have boundaries that you must follow, limits that you have to stay within, suddenly you are feeling the pangs of hunger. But this is not a bad thing. Oftentimes we are concerned that this is a bad thing. It's only a bad thing if it's an infant, and infants need to eat. If you look at the size of a newborn child and compare their size 6 months later, they grow over 100% of their body weight. They need that growth. When we are adults, we don't need to grow anymore. In fact, the purpose of a diet is to not grow, and it is to eliminate body fat. And so the feeling of hunger will subside. But there is a fine line, and it all boils down to the feeling of fullness. And we are taught fullness. Fullness is a sensation that we feel. And some people, some individuals eat until they feel that feeling of fullness. As I have gone through many stages of weight loss in my life, I can tell you when I was heavier, I vividly remember needing that feeling of fullness every single night before I went to bed. I would eat until I felt full. That felt satisfying to me. Now, that is uncomfortable. I don't like that feeling. I avoid it at all costs. And I don't feel undernourished by any means. What I do instead is I just eat more often. Instead of getting all of my calories in one sitting, I like to eat more frequently. And that is essentially the better way to sustain an ideal weight. And so most Americans, and certainly Americans that are overweight, will eat until they feel full. And that feeling of fullness will keep on going. There is no limit to it. In fact, Americans that are profoundly obese have said that they stop feeling the sensation of fullness after a certain point in time. They stop tasting food because they are just so auto-programmed to just eat. Hara Hachi Bu is the Japanese term for eat until you are 70% full. And I really like that because in ancient times, when people had to use this advice to control their way of eating, this is what they said to each other. Interestingly, they had one of the lowest rates of illnesses from heart disease and cancer and stroke, and they had a fairly long life expectancy. This approach is very helpful because it instructs you to stop eating when you feel only slightly full. And I can tell you, this is a really hard approach to initially learn. But once you learn it, it's quickly mastered and you just know when to stop. Satiety is the sensation that you have had enough to eat. Results from a balance of hormonal and neurological signals reaching your brain from your stomach will signal you that you are full. Other factors such as sensory quality of food also contribute to the satiety. And scientific research has also revealed that things such as mysterious functions also contribute to weight control, but a lot of it remains to be learned. Now, satiety, how full are you, is also a very learned behavior because it is really in the eye of the beholder. You could have two people that will say they are different levels of fullness after eating the same exact meal. Now, where does that come from? Again, this is a perceived notion. It is a perceived behavior, and it stems from our childhood. There's been multiple studies done that there is a high influence from parents on how we perceive fullness. And there are studies that have been done on how children have been brought up in the clean plate theory of finish everything off your plate will follow individuals all the way down the line because we are used to filling our stomachs to capacity. And as our stomachs get larger, our plates get larger, and our bodies get larger along with it. But if you are somebody that is an overeater, if you are somebody that typically will fill your stomach until it is full, I have good news for you. You could still learn the Hara Hachi Bu. You could still reprogram yourself in learning how to walk away from the table when you are 70% full. And it really is life-changing. It really is. And it all stems from the mind. When you look at your plate, you want to decide how full you want to be. Typically, when somebody sits down and they have the mindset of being full, they have the mindset of, I'm not leaving this table till I am busting at the seams full. And people will tell you that even. People will be at a restaurant and have been interviewed and quoted that they are here to eat until they are full. And if you're listening right now laughing, it's okay. It is our mindset. It is how we are brought up. It is the way our society views food. But it is also what brings us to the obesity rates that we have. So let's reframe the way we're thinking. I'm going to give you a really good example. I have a member in my program that has lost 80 pounds. And what they used to do is go to a restaurant with that mindset. Go to a restaurant, and he would say, I'm going to a restaurant to enjoy food. That was the mission. The mission was to order what he wanted and eat to capacity. Now he's 80 pounds lighter. He still goes to restaurants. He still enjoys his food. But he looks at the plate, and he decides that he's going to eat until he's satisfied. And he has learned how to stop. What he does, though, is when he feels satisfied, he tells me this all the time, he will look at the plate and know that he will eat the rest of it 3 hours later. And that is his rule. And he always eats it 3 hours later. He's told me many times that he will be having this dinner at 8 o'clock at night. And he'll tell himself, I'm going to eat the rest of this 3 hours later. Many times he doesn't eat it at all, ever. But at the moment when he wants to keep eating, his agreement to himself is, I'm going to finish this 3 hours later. As soon as that food is packaged up and it is off the table, it's off the table. And many times, again, he eats it 3 hours later. At that point, what he's eaten at the restaurant has been digested, and he's able to continue on and finish the meal 3 hours later. He doesn't need to eat it all at once. And so this keeps that mindless overeating from happening. This has taught him to be satisfied when he hits that 70% mark. This has taught him to stop eating before that fullness takes over. He says that he aims to feel satisfied when he's not hungry anymore. And his exact words are, I aim to feel full, but not busting at the seams. And I love that because so often we aim to be busting at the seams. So speed also contributes to mindless overeating. And certainly if you are socializing, if you're at a restaurant, if you're rushed and you're eating fast, you don't have time. Your brain doesn't have time to communicate all these signals, and your food has not digested. By the time you've left the table, your brain is still saying, feed me, feed me. So slow down while you're eating. Again, this is a learned behavior. The slower you go, the less you're going to eat. And it's going to give your body time to register how much you have eaten. If you eat quick, and you stop when you think you are 70% full, you might actually be 100% full and not know because your body hasn't caught up yet with your mind. So slow down. It's an approach and it's an important skill for under eaters who may tend to feel too full or bloated when they sit and eat a large meal. Feeling too full is a significant trigger for discomfort. And believe it or not, members in my program, and I'm guilty of this too, when I feel full, it actually causes me to have negative feelings and it makes me want to eat more. It's the most counterproductive thought ever. But if I keep myself only feeling 70% full, I feel more satisfied. And I again tell myself I get to eat again in 3 or 4 more hours. So if you struggle with this, try eating the smaller portions more often and aim for that 70% full. I had a conversation the other day with another member, and I'm not going to say his name because I know he's listening. And he was telling me he had a hard time with portion control. He's doing amazing on my diet, and he's lost 40 pounds, and he does live in the Huntley area. And he says he does great all day long until dinner, and he fills his plate too much. During the day, it's not a problem because he's working and he's got a go back on the clock, but at night goes back for more, back for another portion. And I came up with the best idea, and I actually came up with it watching my own behaviors. I love going back for seconds, and I think over the years this was a problem for me, which led to my overweightness. It was a behavior. It was a habit. I don't know that it was necessarily that I wanted more food, or it was a trigger. I would finish my plate and I would want to go get more. I would just march right back up and fill my plate with more. So what I started doing was making myself smaller plates. And that's the old trick that everybody's heard of, is use a smaller dinner plate. And so obviously a lot less food fit on my dinner plate. But I put food on my dinner plate one night and there was too much on there. So I dumped some off, knowing that that was not enough for dinner. But in the back of my mind, I did it because I knew I wanted to march back up and make a second plate, which is kind of ridiculous because I set myself up for seconds, knowing that my first portion was a lot smaller. So I told Larry about this. Oops, I mentioned your name again, Larry. I'm so sorry, but you're doing so great on my program and everybody should know about it. Anyhow, so I told Larry about this and he just thought this was a great idea. So Larry, I hope that you have implemented this and it'll be the next step to the next level to get you over that next hump of losing weight. So if you're just listening, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about hunger and satiety, the feeling of fullness that tells us to stop eating. And those are very complex functions that are regulated by numerous feedback mechanisms in our body. One of those signals comes from our stomach while stretching to accommodate a meal that we're eating. Nerve receptors send signals to our brain that our stomach is expanding so that you can begin to taper off and stop eating. At the same time, hormones are produced when our stomach empties to trigger a hunger message, and that starts to decrease. The result is more impulses reaching your brain saying to stop eating or to start or continue eating. It's very complex. So newsflash, your stomach doesn't actually shrink. That is a wives' tale. It is actually your mind. It is not a true thing that your stomach gets smaller. Everybody's stomach is the same size. It is your perception of what you think is full. What I used to perceive as being full is not the same thing as what I perceive as being full now. So remember, if you can't figure out what 70% is, I want you to think about eating your food minus one bite. And I know that's agonizing because who wants to leave that last bite? But think of this. Anybody that's ever been to a party with adults and with children, children have the ability to stop eating when they're full. And this is what is so disruptive about the mind of a child and parents' influence on their eating behaviors. All child experts, psychologists, and nutritionists will tell you, parents, do not force your children to finish what is on their plate. Unless your child is extremely malnourished or has a nutritional deficit, having your child forcefully finish everything off their plate is going to cause them to learn how to overeat. It's going to cause them to want that feeling of fullness. And what happens is, if you're at a party, kids are at the kid table, adults are at the adult table. Typically, parents are not over sitting by the kids telling them to finish everything on their plate. It's the one time they're not being monitored. Kids will leave food on their plate. Come cake time, kids are full. They've eaten their dinner. There is no room for cake. There shouldn't be room for cake. They just ate. But we serve them cake anyways. So you look over at the kid table, and you see all the kids sitting at the kid table. And 10 minutes later, they're all gone. And you see all these pieces of cake with one bite of cake taken out of it. Because that's all they needed. They took one bite and they're gone. And they didn't want any more. They were full. But you look over at the adult table and you see all the adults sitting there with empty plates and grabbing seconds. Grabbing thirds and grabbing cookies and eating more, because that sensation of fullness has been hacked. And so therefore, minus one bite, you have to learn that. And if it's on your plate, that doesn't mean that you have to eat it. You can look at that cake and say, I'm going to eat this later. And I will tell you from personal experience that cake will taste better later. It will be more enjoyable. And if you are sitting there mindlessly eating it, it's not going to taste as good. There's a lot of research that has gone into this. Take one bite, have a small bite, but be okay with leaving behind what you didn't eat. We so often will finish what's there because we feel that we don't want to throw it away. We don't want to wrap it up. And it is the wrong reason to overeat it. I made a really interesting observation the other day. My 12-year-old had a bunch of her girlfriends over, and they were making a mess in my kitchen. But that's a whole nother podcast. But they had cut up a bunch of avocados, and they were making avocado toast, and there was a tiny sliver of avocado left, and my daughter wanted to know what to do with it. And I looked at her and I said, wrap it up and put it in the fridge. It had to have been maybe a third of an avocado, a quarter of an avocado. And she looked at me ridiculously and thought, well, she didn't want to do that. That was too much work. It was too much work for her to get the cellophane that was right there beneath her, wrap it up and put it in the fridge that was one arm's length away from her. So instead, she scooped it up and ate it. And that was fine. You know, it's healthy. But as a mother who has also helped my other two older daughters through some weight loss issues that they've overcome, I thought that is actually where a lot of the overeating comes from. And I know a lot of my clients have done this. I know a lot of my clients have cleared their kids' plates instead of throwing the crumbs away or throwing the few bites of mac and cheese away. It's just easier to scoop it up and eat it. And these are the wrong reasons to do it. So you need to pay attention to your thoughts and pay attention to each and every portion that you put in your mouth, because that's going to contribute to your fullness. It's going to contribute to your caloric intake, and certainly it's going to contribute to your overall wellness. And so certainly watch your children also, and make sure that you aren't implying that they finish everything off their plate or finish every last crumb so that they don't have to pack it away or put it away, because you don't want them faced with a weight issue down the road. All right, so I'm going to leave you with the hunger scale. There is an actual hunger scale, and it is something that I use in my program. The hunger scale is much like the pain level scale that you might be familiar with that the hospitals use. So it is a scale of 1 to 10. And so you want to always be kind of in the middle. One is you are beyond hungry. You have a severe headache, you're dizzy, you can't concentrate, you are out of energy, you need to lay down. You are probably never at a one, unless you have been stranded, in an island or locked in the backseat of a car for a couple days. Most people have not been at a one. When I ask my clients their hunger level and they say that they're at a one, I have them recheck that. So more than likely, the hungriest that you've ever been is going to be about a two or a three. And this is, you are irritable and cranky. You have a little or low energy. You feel nauseous and your stomach feels really, really empty. You're growling and you have the urge to eat. A lot of you may never even feel two or three. And so these are numbers that you don't really want to be at. If you're eating every 3 hours, you aren't going to ever be at a two or a three. Where you want to be is at about a five. Your body has had enough food to keep going physically and physiologically, and you are satisfied. When you are done eating, you want to be at about a six or a seven, and that is you are full and satisfied. You are feeling just a little past satisfaction. You find maybe a room for a little bit more, but you're not going to have it. That is where you should be when you are eating. You could certainly have that other bite, but you're not going to have it. And that's the most grueling part, is when you look at that bite and go, if I eat that, I'm going to be full. Don't eat it. You will learn to not eat it. And that is where you want to be. And believe me, when you achieve that, you have struck gold. When you leave the table and you are at a 9 or a 10, you are bloated, you are uncomfortable, you are heavy, you are tired, you're achy. Food doesn't even taste good anymore. You definitely are having the self-conversation that you should not have had that last bite. And certainly if you're at a 10, you are Christmas Day sort of full. You are miserable. You never want to look at food again. And it's not a good point to reach. And a lot of Americans eat until they're at a 10. So definitely evaluate your hunger levels and strive for that 6 or 7, because you'll enjoy food. You will enjoy food that much more. When I used to eat to 9 and 10, I had food resentment every time I ate. I was either at a 2 or a 10. It was an unhappy world. Now I'm always at a 6 or a 7. And life is good. So eat until you are satisfied, and you will always be satisfied. So enjoy the rest of your day.
Time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about.